Good morning. Good morning from a very wet Cork in Ireland. Good morning on Friday the 8th of May 2015. As they complete the counting for the British general election. And under the influence of what's been going on overnight, I wrote the following this morning as my thought for the day. This is for you today, a little gift. So here's my quote for the day. You have been elected for the constituency of you. Today, every day, your voice is heard, standing up for your values. Walk in the shoes of you. Vote for you. Be for you. So that's my thought for today. And what lies behind it is a question I had for myself, which is, you know, what do I stand for? What, you know, what have I been elected to do? It's almost like a, you know, well, the Bible, some of the some biblical story resonates in the back of my mind. You know, what talents have I been given? What you know, what have I been elected to do? Yeah, what's my job, really? What's my job? I've been put here on earth, if you like. I've evolved here on earth. But what is it that that is expected of me? So I've been elected, what? For the constituency of what? Well, the one thing I can be sure of is that I've been elected for the constituency of, well, of me, I suppose. You know, I at least can say that I'm here for me. Now, at the same time as saying that, I have got a voice in my head saying, well, actually, you've been elected for the service of others. But I need to be solid for me in order to serve others. Today, and it wasn't enough to say just today, it's every day, every day. What do I stand up for? I mean, in my mind, your voice, my voice is not just the words that come out of my mouth. It's the look in my eyes. It's the tone of my speech. It's the way I walk. It's the way I greet people. It's the physical movement of my body and how it's used. It's how I use my brain. It's all of that. It's what I'm feeling and how I carry that feeling into the world. So my voice is heard every day. I stand up for my values, and I'm not talking about standing up for my espoused values. I'm talking about standing up for my values in action, to use those jargon phrases. In other words, it's not what I would like to value. It's what you can see from my behavior I really do value. And then there's the urging, you know, imagine being out on the hustings, you know, canvassing, you know, for you. Walk in the shoes of you. And that's about empathy, really. That's about empathy, walking in the shoes of the constituency of you. So it's about, clearly it's about empathy for others. It's about it, but it's about empathy for myself, empathy for you know, my foibles, my weaknesses, my failures, my, you know, the mess that is me, walking in the shoes of that. That's accepting without condemning myself. Not feeling guilt and not feeling ashamed of myself. Just accepting. You know, I'm a a poor human being who does his best. Vote for you, vote for you. That means stand up for myself, vote for me, stand up for myself, you know, have a bit of self-confidence, at least back myself. I mean, if nobody else backs me, at least back me. And be, just be, in the sense of it ends with the kind of mindfulness phrase, really. Being rather than doing. The other things have been about doing, walk, vote. But the last one is significant for me. Just be, simply be for me. And I mean, since this is an offering to other people, this whole piece is an offering for others, then I put it into the you. So you have been elected for the constituency of you. Today, every day, your voice is heard, standing up for your values. Walk in the shoes of you. Vote for you. Be for you. I am with you. Bye-bye.